In northern Uganda, 14 people are reported dead following an attack on a UN refugee camp by a group called the Lord's Resistance Army. The camp is home to more than 20,000 refugees from Sudan. Timothy Bishop is with the International Rescue Committee, which has aid workers in the camp that was attacked. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to join you.
Tell us what happened at the camp yesterday.
Yesterday morning, beginning 6 a.m. Kampala time, the camp was attacked by at least 100, perhaps several hundred, rebels from the Lord's Resistance Army. That attack would have occurred at the very end of the night, so it was still dark, a lot of confusion, much mayhem, a lot of gunfire. I received a call from the head of our camp at that same time, 6 a.m., and I could hear a lot of gunfire in the background of a telephone call. From there, we lost communications, but later it became clear that the LRA had launched a massive attack on the camp, burning buildings, burning vehicles belonging to IRC and the UNHCR, and killing some civilians and refugees. All IRC staff at the time, over 40 staff, fled the camp, and at this time it appears that as many as 18 to 20,000 refugees fled the camp also.
And that IRC would be, of course, the International Rescue Committee of people. What are the goals of this group, the Lord's Resistance Army?
Their motives appear unclear. They're led by a man named Joseph Kony, who has been terrorizing northern Uganda for over a decade now. He claims to be close to God and to follow principles of church in his teachings and in his war against northern Ugandans. His goal, however, remains unclear. Whether he is looking to take over the country or not seems unlikely, but he certainly seems to want to gain some notoriety and attention for northern Uganda.
The rebels managed to rout the Ugandan soldiers who were guarding the refugee camp yesterday. How did the Ugandan army and government plan to cope with this insurgency?
The insurgency, as I said, has lasted over a decade, but in the last 2 months it has intensified. Many of the LRA had formerly been based in southern Sudan have now returned to Uganda. In many cases, the government is launching valiant efforts, but I believe their forces are still inadequate to cope with the severity of the attacks, the aggression by the LRA. The government has tried, when possible, to protect areas, but their numbers simply are not sufficient to keep at bay the LRA.
And these refugees from Sudan who are sheltering in Uganda, who are they? Presumably they fled civil war in their own country.
That's correct. These are people who fled the civil war in southern Sudan anywhere between 12 years ago up to 1 or 2 years ago. There's much continuing conflict in southern Sudan between the Khartoum government and different rebel groups in the south, and these people are victims not only now of the war in southern Sudan, but they're also victims of the LRA attacks in northern Uganda.
Thank you very much. Timothy Bishop is with the International Rescue Committee. He spoke with us from Kampala.